breaking story, the story that he broke about the governor and his efforts to build a bridge from Detroit to Windsor, Canada. Tim, how are you?
Morning, Tony. How you doing?
Huge story. Maybe the biggest story of the year so far.
Let's say that it is, okay? it was 530, as of Friday, Tony, it'll be 513 days since the governor proposed building a bridge between Detroit and Canada. And the governor's office is not confirming this, but we are reporting that Friday, circle the day on your calendar, will be the day that the governor does announce that he's going forward with an interlocal agreement with Canada to try to get this thing done.
Do you know any of the details to this?
Well, this deal with Canada is via the Constitution. Article 3, Section 5 says the governor can unilaterally, without legislative support, do a deal with Canada on stuff that the governor wants to do. And in fact, that's what he wants to do. Now, I think we can pretty much conclude that the owners of the Ambassador Bridge, who have battled the governor for 513 days on this issue, are likely to haul him into court first to test this constitutional provision. I think a lawsuit is very likely, and I think the folks in the executive office anticipate that.
Only you would know that article. You know that, don't you?
Well, I didn't before somebody told me, okay? Just so that the record be clear.
There's nothing new. It's only what we don't know.
Exactly.
Well, with this story, I got to imagine the legislature is not going to be happy about this on the Senate and the House.
Well, that's exactly the story we're going to do for Channel 6 tonight and for our other media outlets. Look, lawmakers like to vote on stuff. Now, the governor can say, hey, guys, I gave you a chance to vote on this, and you didn't want to do it. So what did you expect me to do, sit there and not do any relentless positive action on my own? So I think there will be some grousing about it. Anytime a governor goes around the legislature on anything, lawmakers get a little upset, but he's actually doing them a favor. And the interesting thing here, Tony, will be how the Democrats respond, because recall, the bridge was the Democratic House Democrats' number one priority in 2011. And so they have to be concerned that we don't care how he does it, let's just get those jobs and let's get that bridge built.
I'd love to be a fly on the wall in the Maroon family home as they hear about this story.
Well, look, they've known this was coming. The only question was, when was the governor going to pull the trigger? And interestingly, Friday is the day after lawmakers leave for summer recess. I don't know if there's a relationship there on the timing or not, but some people will certainly draw that conclusion, I'm sure.
Tim, I've heard conflicting stories. Is Canada all in this?
I'm sorry?
Is Canada all in, or...
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, they're up to their eyeballs. The deal that the governor originally struck with Canada for that $550 million, here's an aspect of that that was not reported. The governor also got two draft choices from the Montreal Canadiens, so it's a great package.
Nice. Very nice. Before we let you go, is there any recourse that the senator of the House has?
Well, Jace Bolger, the Republican speaker, has said his major concern is that no tax dollars are used. And the governor has continually said that no tax dollars will be used. So I think lawmakers may do a little oversight on what their governor is attempting to do, but the Constitution says he can do it, and lawmakers pretty much have to suck it in and let him do it if he wants to.
All right, so we're in the details, and especially the details with the communities of those involved, what they get back, roads, displacement monies, that type of thing.
Yeah, this has been a concern for the Detroit lawmakers in that area. They want to make sure that the state just doesn't come in and the Canadians just don't come in and ride roughshod over the local residents who are going to be displaced. There's a church that's going to be basically removed from the landscape. And so there are a lot of community issues which those local lawmakers have talked to the governor about. He has been verbally simpatico with them, but I have not seen any details of a community relief package that these lawmakers want. But knowing the governor, I think he'll take a shot at doing that for them.
Huge story, Tim, and you broke it. Thanks so much for the details.
Always good talking to you, Tony.
It's 8:41. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. It's 8:42 this morning and 68 degrees. Coming up, WILS News Director Rich Hurl will have more details when the news comes your way in about 20 minutes about the big story of the protest at the Capitol today by several groups, including Planned Parenthood, against the proposed proposed restrictions on abortions. We're going to have someone who's going to be at one of those protests today. We'll do that next on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS, Lansing's news source.